don't come, you get a tan from standing in the English rain. I am the Eggman. Smokers, don't you think the Joker laughs at you? See how they smile like pigs in a sty. See how this night I'm crying. Semele the Pilcher, climbing up the Eiffel Tower. Elementary penguins singing Hare Krishna. Man, you should have seen them kicking Edgar Allan Poe.
It's the Bare Bones of Eye on the Walrus from the anthology, number two. Remember those sets? Yeah. That was nice. They did a nice dig through the archive. And I don't know. There might be some other stuff we didn't get, but they did a pretty good job of it. Made it interesting anyway for the non-completist. The Green Pajama started off from Narcotic Kisses. You heard Ravenna Witch. Left Bank from, I put it off the compilation, There's Gonna Be a Storm. You heard She Might Call You Up Tonight. And ELO from their debut, Your Queen of Hours. And that made Peter Rudd's day. That's a favorite song of mine, and not one you hear too often. That first album is a little different than anything else they did afterwards. And sort of stands alone. It's a shame that Roy and Jeff Lynne couldn't get along, but fair enough. It was a crazy band. There were some clips of that original band floating around, video clips, and it was madness. They had all kinds of guys playing. I guess the live shows were chaotic, but in the TV studio it was pretty nice. Though those disappeared right away. These catch them quick. It's 5:02. This is KGLT Bozeman and KGLZ East Helena, serving the Helena Valley. Yipper. Thanks to everybody listening today. It's pitch black out here right now outside. I'm just flying blind, you know, as long as I can keep the horizon level, I'm good. And all this is made possible by many of our favorite local businesses, including Bozeman Brewing Company, local brewers of Bozeman Amber, Hopson IPA, and Gallatin Pale. Tasting room open daily 2 to 8 p.m. Curbside ordering online at bozemanbrewing.square.site or by phone at 585-9142, online at bozemanbrewing.com. And I thank them for supporting this show. I do all I can to keep them in business. We're also supported by the Old Saloon Livery Stable Emigrant Roadside Bar and Restaurant, established in 1902. Open daily 11 a.m. till midnight and serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner starting at 8 a.m. Thursday through Monday. Information and music schedule online at oldsaloonmt.com and on Facebook. And for you people who are listening from a distance, that's a real place. It's a real thing, and it's great fun. Good place to go stop on your way to Yellowstone, or on your way back from Yellowstone, or just a destination. It's not that far away, 50 miles or something from here. Okay, now am I ready?
Yes.
This is one of the record store day things from not this Black Friday, but the one before. People grouse about Record Store Day, but you don't have to participate and you don't have to buy everything. But they've been putting out some really nice things, digging digging up old out of print albums and finding stuff that's never been around before. And this is one of them. This is Cheap Trick in their prime.
We'll be right back.
I think you can call Robert Pollard prolific. That's the third Guided by Voices album this year. It's called Styles We Paid For. You heard the song called Endless Seafood. And I just tossed something on. I spotted through it real quick. I haven't had a chance to listen to it. My copy hasn't arrived in the mail yet. And I barely absorbed the last album, which came out a few months ago. So It's only fair. I you know how they do a Grateful Dead show here? Kenny Thornton does it. I think I'm going to do a Guided by Voices show because there's like 100 and some albums and solo albums and offshoots and singles and stuff. I'll just play Guided by Voices all day, 3 hours a day, forever. Maybe. Probably not. I need to mix it up. But I did. I did sit down and go listen to all the Guided by Voices records up to about 2 years ago in a pretty much a continuous run. And it was good. They're very interesting. You can say they all sound the same. The songs sound the same, but they don't. And the albums have different textures and different feels. And you start finding the rhythm of it when you do marathon. Well, they call it binge listening. Yeah. Start off with Cheap Trick from Out to Get You, that double live album from 1977. You heard Daddy Should Have Stayed in High School, a song I honestly didn't know until I put it on. It must be on the first album or something. I'll have to go back and look, but great one. I noticed Cactus still had a couple of copies there the other day, so go get one if you haven't already. You heard Robert Pollard and Doug Gillard from the album Speak Kindly of Your Volunteer Fire Department. You heard Tight Globes. And I was listening to a live recording of Guided by Voices that I made 20 years ago in Boise. And it's a pretty good live recording. And I started assembling it on my computer a couple years ago and then got busy and put it aside. So I sat down yesterday and went through and cut it up. And there's a lot of non-Guided by Voices songs on there from the various solo albums and side projects. Lexo and the Leapers. I thought I had that record. I couldn't find it in my collection. So I took care of that. And some interesting covers. They do that Cars song, Let the Good Times Roll, a Stones, and a Who cover. And very well. And it's Doug Gillard and Bob Pollard. Those guys are genius together. I think that band, the modern band, or the one before the reunion thing. Oh, those are tops. that original, the classic band, as they call it, they're good. Good fun. And those records they did were good, but not nearly in the same league guitar players as Doug Gillard is. If you want to hear me editorializing about Guided by Voices, there you go. What was else? The Who. I did Circles from Two's Missing and Small Faces from a box set called Box. You heard What You're Going to Do About It. Great stuff. One of the great tragedies of the world is that, the musical world, is that the Small Faces with Steve Marriott never made it to the States. They got frustrated in England because they were considered a teeny bop band, or at least in Marriott's mind, that's what the problem was. If they would have come here, it would have been like The Who. They would have had rabid fans and played the ballrooms and learned how to do longer shows in 20 or 30 minutes. And I think it would have been incredible. They just missed it, and they did okay, splitting up the Humble Pie and the Faces. They both had good runs, so it's hard to complain, but just one of those things that, you know, you just wonder. Just like The Move, why didn't The Move do more than three shows in America? Bad management, I think America is overwhelming to the English bands when they get here the first time, and some bands are more organized than others, so there you go. Did I mention everybody? Yeah. I'm going to continue on here in a minute. Oh, I just checked the big board, and it's Rachel sitting in for Uncle Duke today. So stay tuned for that. She'll keep you entertained till 9 o'clock tonight. And I better do some stuff. I've been slacking on my my business.
On Saturday, December 19th, Montana Shakespeare in the Parks and the Warren Miller Performing Arts Center in Big Sky come together to present a radio play rendition of Hamlet. Starring MSIP Executive Artistic Director Kevin Aslan as the title character, Hamlet will be live streamed at 7 p.m. and available for only 48 hours thereafter. This live production will be performed in a safe, socially distanced way that takes into account CDC and Gallatin County Health Department guidelines. The production will be streamed via a multi-camera shoot, putting you, the audience, right in the middle of the action. Tickets are available at warrenmillerpack.org. The live stream will be viewable for just 48 hours after the performance. Hamlet. The readiness is all.
Yeah, Hamlet's brother Happy. You must know him. I better do this one while I'm thinking. No, I'll catch it on the next one. I want to continue. I went around to the Wax Museum, Kelso's shop, the other day because I had some free time, and it turned out I had some pause cred, so I could buy something. And I dug through his CDs and found a nice, well, I don't know if it's complete, but a very nice Los Bravos compilation. 60 songs. And Los Bravos, people know one song, Black is Black. Fair enough. There's not many songs better than that in the world. And they had a second minor hit in the States called Bring a Little Love, and that was written by the Van Dunn Young from the Easy Beats. And when I went to Spain with my girlfriend in 1970, she had lived in Spain, I guess in 67 would be about right. So she knew her way around. She took me to a department store and said, you'll find some records here. And it was all picture sleeve singles. And I just went nuts. And I was going to buy some Los Bravos singles. And she said, no, don't bother. They're not very good. Just that, it's that one song. Nothing as good as that. And unfortunately, I believed her. And later, I got the album and found out they're good. And a few other things have leaked out. Entered my collection, but sitting down listening to 60 Los Bravos songs in a row, wow, they're really good. And they have an interesting history. A Spanish band with a French manager and a German singer, and they knew how to do it. Definitely music of the era, but really, really good stuff.
I don't care. Once in my life, those dreams. Yeah.
the action from their never released album, Rolled Gold. George Martin at the helm, and it should have been, could have been, another one of those bands that just missed. And we ended up getting Ace and Mighty Baby and a few other things, which, again, wasn't the worst thing that could have happened, but the action should have, with Reg King on vocals. Whew, what a band. Okay, mixing up there. Start off with Los Bravos doing a song called Play With Fire When You Get Burned from the Anthology 66 to 69. Los Shakers from their album For You. You heard Got Any Money? Two Spanish-related bands. Well, one's from Uruguay, one's from Spain. And it shows how wide the influence rock and roll was and how well people did it. We're sort of focused on America and England, and that's about it. Forget about all the Dutch bands, Swedish bands, Canadian bands, Mexican bands, South African bands, Chinese, Japanese bands. Yeah, they're all rocking. And now, these days, it's all at your fingertips. I love that. All those Solo Shakers album came out, all four of them, in a really nice reissue series, and well worth your time to investigate. Heard the Alan Bounds set. Great singer there, Jess Rodden. From a collection called Emergency 999, you heard Headline News. And Jess, he's one of those guys who should have been huge. Great, powerful voice. Just didn't happen for him. He tried and finally just returned to his graphic design career. That's where he was last time I talked to him. And one of those guys went on to, what's that band? Supertramp. So somebody out of that did well. Clapham Junction from Australia, from a really nice compilation of Australian music called Particular Hole in the Sky, Peculiar Hole in the Sky. You heard Emily on Sunday. And ironically, the three CDs in that series of Australian music were not available in Australia. My Australian friends are going nuts about that, and they're really, really nice. And finish up the action. 5:42, just about done. Let me read this, and then I can continue. 5 o'clock hour is then written by KSM-TV, Montana's public television channel, 9 tonight on Montana PBS. It's Washington Week, Firing Line, John Sebastian Presents, Folk Rewind, and BBC World News. And you probably want to watch the news tonight. I just saw the headlines that the Supreme Court tossed out that Texas lawsuit, which, strangely enough, our Attorney General and Governor signed on to, or our Governor-elect. Very, very odd. Well, that's the end of that, isn't it? And it's just something else that just popped up. Our own Michael Kurt, Monday afternoon DJ, Billboard named him Executive of the Week. So, good news all around. I'll be back in 2 weeks on Christmas Day, and you're welcome to bring me presents. That's just fine. Just fine. Just ring the bell, and I'll come and collect it, and it'll be good. And then we'll see what happens in the new year. I'm going to have to take one or two shows off, but I'm not sure when it is. Probably not until February, but I'll be around. I'm going to be back here. They won't until they toss me out. You're stuck with me.